Episode 1903, Trial by Fire.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, it's Friday. Yay, you made it. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and guess what? Take a deep breath. Maybe it's more like a big, huge sigh. You got this, and for this moment, tune everything else out, and including the children and maybe even the husband. I'm sorry, guys. I love you, but sometimes we need to do that. It's all about trial by fire. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live love and impact. Well, today's episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, no one likes trial by fire, but as parents, we are always, absolutely always challenged and stretched. Imagine how flexible that makes you. Okay, does that make you feel better? Maybe not, but it's times like these when you are overwhelmed, uncertain, exhausted, and anxious about tomorrow where you appreciate the lighter and brighter days. You gotta find your smile somewhere. You may not have any idea of what's to come, but what you do know is your children will always be ready to disrupt and disturb you. That's 100% guarantee. And if you haven't had children, well, you may want to think again, because if you don't like disruptions and disturbances, oh yeah, they are a tornado every single day. I can remember when life was just so simple. No interruptions and very few last-minute trips to the store for that last-minute school project that was actually known about 3 months ago, but they just told you 24 hours ago. Oh yeah. Oh, but wait. There was the husband, and every once in a while, he had me run out to grab some things. Other than that, it was simplicity. It was quiet. It was easy. Since having children, this is normal. It's called disruptions. It's a tornado every single day. But you know what? Tornadoes can be exciting. In fact, if you didn't have the interruptions and last minute trips to the store for supplies, you would be wondering what was happening. Too much calm? You know something's wrong. A lot of what we do as parents are ever changing. It's trial by fire. You just get thrown in, and sometimes you don't even know what to expect. We attempt to understand our roles, right? What is expected of us, all the while remaining organized and calm. But that is not reality. It's trial by fire. We feel it every single day. What are you to do when nothing seems to be going the way you dreamed? Well, you got to change your normal. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Change your normal. Do what you know with a twist of what is not normal. Well, in other words, you have to go with the flow and be willing to extinguish all the fires. Yeah, if only we knew what was ahead, the next hour would be nice. There are days that I can remember when, oh my goodness gracious, when I had five little ones, all under the age of 8. Yeah, I was crazy back then. It was a good crazy, but there was a time that I had to understand that earthquakes and tornadoes in the house were absolutely normal, because otherwise I would have been the one hanging on the line outside. Not the kiddos, but me. I would have driven myself crazy. How do you begin to change your normal when all you really want is order in the disorder? Well, I want to break it down with you. Number one, be flexible. Now that just sounds strange. Be flexible, change your normal. Yes, children need boundaries. We've got to set them. However, how we react and how we respond to what's going on, that's where we have to be flexible. We have to understand that there's a lot more than just having a patent answer. We can't send in our little report that says, oh, well, today Tommy did this, and this is exactly what I did. So on day two, when he does the same thing, I'm going to react the same way, or I'm going to respond the same way. You want to create consistency, yes. However, the responses may be completely different. There might be some similarities in his actions, but on your part, if you're not flexible, it's going to drive you crazy. Because I promise you, every single time something happens with your children, they put a twist on it too. And so we have to be smarter than them. Yeah, we can't let them think that they have the control, which ultimately, yeah, we know they do, right? We think we can control them, but ultimately they make the decisions. Yet, we can take our boundaries and set them accordingly. We can be consistent, but within all of that and what we set, we have to be flexible. Our responses to them, we have to be creative. If we come up with the same thing, guess what? For them, it's going to get so old, especially the older they get. You got to surprise them once in a while. When you surprise them, oh, you've got their attention. And that means what? You won the battle. Shh, don't tell them. It's a secret. So if they're listening, you need to turn it off right now because you only want to hear this. Don't give them all the great news. So be flexible. When you're flexible, it also gives you permission that you don't have to be perfect. I want you to hear that again. If you're flexible, it also gives you permission that you don't have to be perfect. I don't know about you, but when you had children, especially the first one, and maybe you only have one, but I know when I had one, then I had two, and then I went up to 3, 4, 5. I never put an expectation on my children, but I did put an expectation on myself. Now, the standards I have for my children, oh yeah, they're high. I want them to soar. I want them to be their best selfie that they can be. God designed and all. But the expectations were placed on me as mama. Me as their parent. And I know my husband did the same thing. And the problem is when we begin to set expectations on ourselves as parents, oh, that is like walking in a mind zone. They are waiting to go off all the time. So take a step back, be careful where you walk, and be flexible. Number two, work in your strengths. So many of us are all worried about our weaknesses. You know what I'm here to tell you? Trash the weaknesses and work in your strengths. When you work in your strengths, guess what? Your weaknesses will have to rise also. When you are doing your best within your strengths, your weaknesses can't hang out there and never land. They've got to grow with you. And as you grow and as you mature, not only as a parent, but also as an individual, your weaknesses will become stronger. But if your focus is always to focus on the weakness, then failure is around the corner and you're going to drive yourself crazy. And your kids, they're going to rule the roost. So work in your strengths. And finally, number three, ask for help when needed. Don't sit there and act like you have to be super mom. Don't act like you have to be super dad. That you have all the answers. I would love to think that I had all the answers for my children. Now, I still have children at home. I have children out of the home. Do I have all the answers for all of them? Well, in my mind, I hope that they think so. So when we have our conversations, they know that mom and dad know best. But in reality, I know I don't have all the answers. Ask for help. Get guidance from someone you trust that's wiser, that's been through something similar. Whether it's in a community, whether it's here on the podcast, maybe it's within the AIM Academy, maybe it's at your church, maybe it's your own family. But ask for help when needed. One of the things we do as parents is when we set expectations for ourselves, it puts us in a corner. What happens when you corner an animal and they know it? It doesn't turn out real good, does it? No, it doesn't. Same thing for us. we don't need to corner our children, nor do we need to corner ourselves. And that's really the key there. Don't put yourself in a corner. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know all the answers. And I'm here to tell you, I know you're doing the best that you can. You may not have had great parents growing up, great role models. Guess what? That doesn't mean you're going to fail at being a parent. I want you to put on a happy face today. Know that you are doing the best you can. But when we learn to kind of go with the flow more, understanding that as our children change, so will we. So change your normal. Don't put yourself in a box. Understand that, man, there's stages in life and there's going to be stages in parenting. There are going to be phrases that you say over and over and over again. And literally, you're going to say, if I say this one more time, I don't know how many times I've said that, like, you're going to feel like you're going to explode. Oh, I know. I've been there. And I'm still here to tell you about it. I haven't exploded. I'm not in some other universe. I'm still here on earth. Thank the Lord. But if we do not give us as parents, that space that says, you know what? You're doing an awesome job. Don't hold yourself to such standards that put you in a corner where all you feel like you're doing is fighting. That's not living. And I know there are some parents who feel that way. You've got teenage kids at home, and oh my goodness gracious, teenage years are tough. Some people are like, have you tried the terrible twos? Oh yeah, it starts before they're two. Just FYI, if you have a younger one, they're not two yet. It's going to start before they're two. They're going to test you, and guess what? You get to love them. I think about God, how he tests us, yet he loves us so. That's the best role model we can have. The thing about God is he's consistent in everything that he does. He has his values. He has his expectations, as in the boundaries. Don't go over here, because otherwise this is what will happen. You could do the same for your children. But within the circumstances called life, you got to be flexible. You got to work in your strengths, and you got to ask for help. And you know what? Don't forget to get on your knees. Get on your knees and ask God. Some people ask me, Christiane, how did you do it? I have 5 kids. They're now 15 and older. It is kind of crazy. I know. I tell myself, Lord, I don't think I'm old enough to have these children. I'm pretty soon going to have 3 graduates from college. Not quite yet. She's getting there. Our number 3, Ashes, she is in her sophomore year about to, well, really she's technically a junior because of how many classes she has, but attending the actual university, yes, she is a sophomore and will become a junior. So we're in the midst of having 3 graduates from college. That's kind of freaky. We will, by the end of May, have 4 graduates from high school. And I'm thinking, not too bad. Got one more to go. At least I got them through high school. It's an accomplishment, but it's not about that. What are you instilling in your children? Change your normal, because in reality, the only normal you have as a parent is change. They're always changing. Just when you think you're out of your terrible twos, you're into what? Oh yeah, your preteens, or tweens as we now call them. And then you get into your teens, and then you get into your college years, and oh wait, then you have your adulting. Where in the world did we come up with that term? I think honestly, our parents, my parents, they had it easy when they raised us. They didn't have all this crazy confusion that's out there. Now, the way I look at things, oh, we're battling a lot. But take a deep breath. Yeah. You may feel like you're hitting your head against a brick wall, but no, you are doing the best that you know how. And yes, you can get better. We all can. I haven't totally screwed up my kids yet. They still may all need therapy, and that's okay. We all do. It's called life. But the cool thing is that you are present for them. You love them. And you serve them and you raise them to the best of your ability. That's all that God asks of us. And think of them as a blessing. I know when it's trial by fire, you do not think of them as a blessing. You're like, why, Lord? Why did you put me in this situation? Take it from a different perspective and say, Lord, what are you teaching me? Maybe it is patience. Maybe it's organization. Maybe it's, oh, wait, I needed to clean that spot again because it's another day of spilt milk. Don't let your spilt milk days run your household. Because you know what? Those spilt milk days, you'll come to treasure those. And you'll look back because they're now gone and they're grown. And you will have wished they're still sitting there in front of you, causing more havoc, and you're just wanting to pull your hair out all over again. Time is precious. And being a parent is such an awesome opportunity. It is a blessing. So be patient with yourself. Enjoy all the messes and even all the blesses. Be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.